AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The brother of a black man shot in the back by a white police officer after a traffic stop last weekend in North Charleston, South Carolina, says he didn't deserve to die.
From the beginning, when it happened the first day, all we wanted was the truth.
Patrolman Michael Slager was arrested and charged with murder Tuesday in Walter Scott's death after authorities reviewed a videotape of the fatal shooting. The Scott family says it plans to sue the police department. A federal judge in Houston is refusing to lift a temporary hold on President Obama's executive action that could shield some from deportation, some 5 million people in the U.S. illegally. U.S. District Judge Andrew Hannon rejected the Justice Department request. He had issued the preliminary injunction in February to halt the immigration action at the request of Texas and 25 other states. A top presidential aide says the White House's classified computer systems are secure after a report that hackers got access to sensitive information.
White House advisor Ben Rhodes would not confirm a CNN report that Russian hackers accessed information such as the president's private schedule. The White House acknowledged in October it detected suspicious activity on its unclassified network while assessing possible cyber threats. Rhodes says the White House operates a separate secure system for classified data and takes regular action to prevent intrusions on its unclassified network. Martin DeCaro, Washington.
Rahm Emanuel has been reelected as mayor of Chicago, a job he says he loves.
I have had the good fortune to serve two presidents. I've had the fortune of being elected to Congress. Being mayor of the city of Chicago is the greatest job I've ever had and the greatest job in the world.
He defeated Cook County Commissioner Jesus Chuy Garcia in a runoff. This is AP Radio News. Voters in Ferguson, Missouri have elected two black candidates to be on the city council. Ella Jones is one of the winners.
It is an exciting day for Ferguson, and you're going to see a lot more going on. And not only for African American, but the diversity that we have, you're going to see more people coming together.
It was the first municipal election in Ferguson since Officer Darren Wilson fatally shot Michael Brown, who was black and unarmed, on August 9th. First, a storm doused Northern California for 24 hours, and Bay Area resident Emilio Rojas tells KGO-TV that he was happy to see it.
I'm glad it's raining. I'm really glad that it's snowing in the mountains, where we need the water up there so that it runs down all year long.
Rain from that storm arrived in Southern California Tuesday night, bringing mostly light but necessary rainfall. Thousands were without power for several hours because of the storm. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.